Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics issued its latest jobs and unemployment report last Friday. The headline claimed a gain of 138,000 jobs from the month before. If you believe that, you were deceived. The Census Bureau surveys households and businesses to tabulate how many people are employed or are labeled as unemployed. Before issuing the monthly report, though, this data is manipulated. First, there are 102 million people, almost 40% of the workforce, who don't have jobs. But that is not the unemployment rate in government reports. More than 95 million unemployed people in the workforce are officially excluded, so the BLS can come up with a much smaller unemployment rate. Next, the headline data is seasonally adjusted. What you see in the headlines is not the actual employment survey results. Third, the monthly jobs report always includes corrections from the prior 2 months' headline data, almost always negative, that are never included in the headlines. Fourth, and most outrageous, the Bureau of Labor Statistics then adds what it calls a birth-death adjustment. After counting job holders, the BLS then double counts jobs because the U.S. population is rising. On its website, the BLS acknowledges this falsified data when it states, quote, "Over time, sources from which CES draws input data have become unreliable," unquote. So, using the BLS's own underlying data, what were the corrected jobs figures for the past 3 months? The initial headlines claimed job gains of 447,000, though subsequent corrections reduced that total by 85,000, which reductions were not in the headlines. Then, when you subtract more than a half million non-existent jobs added by the birth-death adjustments, you get a corrected jobs decline of 155,000. This jobs reduction is confirmed by the decline in the labor force participation rate. That BLS statistic indicates that more than 750,000 jobs have disappeared over the past 3 months. When you look at these more accurate figures on jobs and unemployment, how can the politicians and bureaucrats claim that the U.S. economy is recovering? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.